Hello, and welcome back to the Equipped Man Podcast, the podcast where we explore what it means to be a man of God in the 21st century. I'm your host, Luke Wance. And welcome back. I know it's been a couple weeks. I did slack a little bit on last week. A lot of life was happening. But to kind of keep you all apprised of what's going on, I know it's been 2 months since this happened, but I got a service dog. I've been training her. Her name is Sparks. She joins me in the studio a lot. So that's kind of something that I got hooked up with a group that's going to help me with that. It's kind of for mental health reasons, just to kind of help me with some of the day-to-day stuff. I'm doing the best I can. I'm trying to yes, be pushing in with prayer, and I'm also just kind of taking some of the mundane day-to-day stuff, see what I can do, you know, attack this with all the tools that are available, because I believe that's how God's raised us and trained us. Take advantage of all the tools. He's created all of it, so why not? Other than that, it's been a good day. It's could have been better, but hopefully all of you guys are doing well. You're keeping up the fight, keeping up doing what you need to do. Keep plugging away. This week, I wanted to talk about waiting. I know it's kind of a weird subject to talk about, waiting. Every now and then when I think about it, I think of there's a worship song out there about, you know, waiting on the Lord. And I know sometimes that can get kind of confusing, because it's like, what does that mean? You know, what should I do? What does it look like to wait? And so I wanted to talk about that a little bit. You know, even if this is a short episode and it's just something that gets my thoughts out there, I just wanted to talk about, what does waiting look like? For fun, I'm going to kind of reference Isaiah 40, verses 30 and 31. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But they who wait on Adonai will renew their strength. They will soar up with wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And I think that's kind of the important part is, you know, it's there in the Bible. It's there as a promise that if we wait on God, then this renewing and this strength will come to us. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about that part of it, because, you know, there's some people that say, you know, they hear wait on the Lord, you know, just wait on God, wait on God's answers, wait on God's timing. And some people are like, okay, well, I'm going to sit and I'm going to wait till I hear that. You know, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to act until I hear what needs to be said. And sometimes that can be good. But I think for me, the way I see it, for the most part, that is not productive. Because if it's something that requires preparation, if it's something that will require action, do your best to prepare for it. Like, one of the examples I thought of is in my wood shop, when I'm getting ready to do a project, let's say I'm waiting on the client to, you know, finalize design or finalize a question. There are things that I can do to get ready to start that project. You know, I can make sure my shop is clean. I can make sure I've got my tools in order. I can make sure that when I go to the store, I've got a list of supplies that I'm going to buy, you know, as far as lumber and stuff like that. So it's like, there are things that I can do to prepare while I'm waiting on the final decision, while I'm waiting for the go order, for lack of a better word. You know, if you're at work and you're waiting, you know, you feel like you feel like you're going to get a promotion or something, you know, and you're sitting there waiting for it, you know, yes, go ahead and, you know, fill out those applications and stuff like that. But in the meantime, what are some classes that you could take to prepare you for that next step What are things that you could learn now? What are things that you can do now to prepare you for that next step, so you're not just, you know, sitting as you are, and then you get that promotion, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, now that I'm in that position, here's the things I need to learn, and here's the things I need to do to get myself ready. It's, you know, why don't you go ahead and do some of that prep work now? You know, get the room ready, so to speak, for what's going to be coming. You know, if you want to think about it, you know, let's say you're having people over for Super Bowl party or something, some gathering. You're not gonna wait until people start showing up at the door before you think about food and, you know, how are you gonna arrange the furniture? How are you gonna watch the game? You know, you're gonna do a lot of that legwork beforehand. You know, you're going to figure out, you know, here's where we're going to watch it. Here's my TV. Make sure it's set up to the right channel. Here I got the food ordered. Here I got the appetizers set. You know, if you're going to tell people to bring stuff, you know, they're going to get stuff ready before the party starts. You know, so it's all of that. What do you do prior to the event, prior to the go? And that's what waiting is. You know, waiting is the prep work. Waiting is the, how can I get myself ready for when it happens? You know, even if you want to think about, you know, when it comes time to run a 5K, run a half marathon, whatever, you know, you're going to practice. You're going to do some work to get ready for it. You're going to run, you're going to jog. You know, you're not going to just sit on your couch and then all of a sudden the day for the 5K comes, you're like, okay, now I'm ready to race. It's time to get ready. I waited. Now it's time to go. You know, so I think that's what it is. I think that's what I'm trying to get at, is what do you do? And while I'm sitting here talking about this, you know, the preparation and all, I heard a story once about waiting. And it had to do with the business world, where there was a company that what they did was, when they called people in for a job interview, they would have them sit out in the waiting room, just, you know, hey, just sit here, wait here, have a drink, you know, have a bottle of water, whatever, and we'll call you when we're ready. And what they did was, while they had people in that waiting room, in that lobby, they would watch people, either through cameras or, you know, mirrors or stuff like that. But they would watch people and they would see how they waited. You know, what was their attitude while they were waiting on this interview? How did they act when they were waiting on this meeting? You know, did they seem content? Did they seem upset? Did they seem bothered? And a lot of times that attitude that they displayed weighed heavily on their hiring decision. So that being said, how are you waiting? How are you waiting for what God has promised to you? How are you waiting for an answer to a question that you've sent to God? That mindset, that preparation, that's what we get to focus on. So ask yourself, how am I waiting? How is my mindset? Do I have a good attitude? Am I getting ready so that when I hear go, so that when it when I receive it, am I ready for it? Am I good to go? Is my heart good to go? Is my mind good to go? Is my body good to go? So I'm going to leave you with that. As I said, think about that. Meditate on that. What do we do when we're waiting? How well do we wait? All right. Have a good week. Stay fit. Be well.